Hello, and thank you for watching More Than Now. I wanted to discuss what's going on in Chicago schools. It seems like the teachers are spending more time preying upon the students than actually teaching them. Alright, so I'm gonna start with this one out of the Gateway Pundit. It says, it's worse than first reported. Illinois has 930 schools where only 1 in 10 children can do math at grade level. Then it goes on to say that the Gateway Pundit reported on Valentine's Day on the latest data coming out of Illinois schools. In 53 schools in the state, not one child can do math at grade level. In 30 schools, not a single student can read at grade level. It says, despite the horrible scores, the teachers are paid well. So six-figure salaries and pensions and zero accountability for Illinois teachers. 97% of teachers rated excellent or proficient, despite dismal student outcomes. So what are they excellent or proficient at if their students aren't learning? It says, hot air reports on Illinois mess. This column focuses on schools where 0% of kids are able to read or do math. But we could have just as easily looked at the 622 schools where only 1 out of 10 kids or less can read at grade level. That's a whopping 18% of the state's 3,547 schools that tested students in years 2022. Only 1 out of 10 kids or less can do math at grade level in 930 schools. Just looking at year 2022, 97.2% of teachers were rated excellent or proficient, but only 29.9% of students can read at grade level. Alright, so this is obviously an epic failure. Then it breaks it down by race and it says just 1 out of 10 black students can read at grade level. And for Hispanics, it's 2 out of every 10. And for whites, it's 4 out of 10. If that matters to anyone, there's that breakdown. All right, so what was I talking about that they're more busy preying upon their students? Here is a report. Inspector report found hundreds of Chicago teachers allegedly sexually groomed, raped students. So this was out of the Daily Caller and it just came out in January. And it says the Chicago Board of Education's Office of Inspector General annual report found hundreds of Chicago public school teachers were accused of adult-to-student sexual misconduct in the 2021 to 2022 school year. The OIG Sexual Allegations Unit opened 447 cases investigating teachers for allegedly grooming, sexually assaulting, or raping CPS students last school year, following the 325 opened in 2021. Of the open cases, the SAU closed 600 over the past 12 months, according to the report. All right, so now it's going to go into a couple different cases here. The first case said that a teacher talked to students about their sex lives in person or through social media, cell phones, or other common grooming techniques, according to the OIG. The report stated the teacher gave the student unnecessary passes to exclude her from class and encouraging students to confide in him about personal problems. The SAU claims he made intimate physical contact with students, including kisses, sexual hugs, and back rubs, openly solicited sex acts, such as asking a student to recruit another student for a threesome. Here's another case that they're reporting. In a separate investigation into a former JROTC staff member, he was found to have sex with a 16-year-old female high school. An SAU found that for 12 months, he threatened to kill the student and her family if she reported the abuse. So it goes on into some more details about the situation. But it says, out of all these cases, and let's keep in mind this was years 2021 to the 2022 school year. So this isn't like a decade's worth of data or anything. It goes on to say, over the past 4 years, the SAU's accomplishments have been significant. It has opened 1,735 cases following allegations reports by students, alumni, parents, staff, and others. Of those, it closed a total of 1,384 cases, raising concern of adult-on-student sexual misconduct and substantiated policy violations in 302 investigations. It says that out of all the cases, that 16 criminal charges have been filed. And let's not forget about this guy that Project Veritas exposed. This was a dean of a private school, and he was bragging about passing around dildos and butt plugs and having drag queens come and pass out cookies and stuff, and how awesome his job is because he gets to, you know, teach these kids about queer sex. And, you know, something that I wanted to point out about all of this is, if you look at some of the things mentioned in a Daily Caller's article here, it talks about allegedly grooming, sexually assaulting, it talks about, you know, trying to get into the kids' personal lives, trying to win their trust and these sorts of things, right? So where do these schools draw the line between their inclusive curriculum that includes teaching kids about sex acts, giving them pornographic books, trying to tell them, like, hey, you know, your family probably doesn't understand, you can change genders and have these special pronouns and we don't have to tell your parents, and trying to divide and separate the parents out of the picture? Where do they draw the line between that and grooming? And also, yeah, this is really deplorable that you have the same Chicago schools that have all of these hundreds of cases of predatory behavior by teachers, inclusive curriculums, and yet their kids, they don't know math, they don't know reading. So these are the basics, right? Why do you send your kids to school instead of doing it yourself? You think that some teacher's going to be able to teach your children how to read and do math and stuff more. And here's one from Breitbart News. I almost forgot to mention it. Pro-trans organization pushes gender-inclusive math. So, you know, this is what they're doing. Instead of just worrying about teaching kids the basic arithmetic, they want everything to be inclusive, and they want to add all these extra pronouns and extra things to it instead of just teaching kids the doggone curriculum. I mean, how are kids going to learn to read when they got now like 50 pronouns or something that they've got to worry about? I mean, this is just insanity. So I just wanted to point that out to everybody, because I noticed that both of these stories were coming out where there was the predatory aspect in Chicago schools. And then I read that, and then I later read that the kids actually aren't being taught. They're not being taught the basics. So let's try to put two and two together here and get the predators and groomers out of schools and get the teachers back in. What do you say, society? Till then, pull your kids out. Till next time, stay safe, y'all. Thanks for watching.